Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So you can get my show anywhere in the world, if you so choose. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you each week songs I love, and occasionally something different, a story, a joke, an oddball thing, which I call a wombat. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I also have co-hosts, and I've got a few coming up soon. Charles Goolsbee, art professor at Emory Henry, will be my co-host in possibly next week or the week after, but pretty soon, and look forward to that. My first song tonight is called Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. It's a beautiful song, that's the most I can say about it, really. I think it's about dying, and I've got another one later on that's also about dying, but this one just reaches out to me, and it's just a soothing story. So here we go with Angel Wings.
I cry out into the night. Bitter thoughts, they choke my mind. Sometimes I feel so all alone, lost and helpless, hurt and blind. Restless sleep comes over me, and a golden light appears. A voice of music speaks to me, not into my earthly ears. It says, lay down, rest your soul. The universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings. Up we go into the night. Earth and body fall away. There I find my home at last, in my soul's eternal day. Lay down and rest your soul, the universe around you rings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angel wings. Inside you sings. I have come to take you home, bear you upon angel wings. Rest your soul,
rest your soul.
The universe inside you sings. I have come to take you home, bear you up on angels.
Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. The next song is a fiddle song. I've mentioned before, I am a fiddle player, and the level I'm at is rank amateur. But it has led me to appreciate it a lot, and I recorded this song live from my teacher, Sam Gobble, of Mountain City. Sam used to have a jam in Chihuahua, and I went, about 10 years ago now, and I was sitting beside him when he played this song, Whiskey Before Breakfast, and I just loved it. And I was playing along as best I could, but you can't hear me at all. You can certainly hear Sam. Sam has a wonderful touch with the fiddle. You can also hear the bass. There was a bass viol there, and a woman was playing it next to us. Things kick in, but basically it's just raw fiddle. Also, I'll mention most fiddle tunes in this part of the world are either in the key of A or D. I'd say about 80% of all the tunes played at a fiddle jam are A or D. And also, most of these tunes only have two parts, an A part and a B part. And the normal way to play these things is A, A, B, B. So if you're listening to a fiddle tune, try and pick out the A part and then the B part. And you can hear this very clearly with Sam. He'll play the A part twice, then the B part. And as he progresses, he'll begin to add a few little variations and ornamentations. Anyway, I love this recording. I made it with a little digital tape recorder sitting beside Sam. And here is Whiskey Before Breakfast. Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast in Chilhowie. Recorded live just about 10 miles north of where I'm recording this show on the Emory and Henry campus. So, we're moving on now. The next song is It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. It's a wonderful, crazy song. Just wanders all around. It's got tubas, strange sounds, and just a witty story telling about everything's backwards and crazy and upside down, and the music reflects it. And I love things that where the music kind of reflects the whole mood so well. And this is one of those. So The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings.
Wonderful. It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come latelys are coming in early. The early
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. can't seem to know. Side men all wanna be the front men, and the front men all wanna go home. Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's a world gone crazy, continue. Ladies are dancing alone. Sight men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
It's a world gone crazy, continue.
And the ladies are dancing.
Ladies are dancing alone.
Sidemen
all wanna be front men,
and the front men,
and the front men all wanna go home.
We'll go home.
One, two, three.
It's The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings. Next up is I Want to Die Easy by Wally Macnow, Bill Destler, and Tom McHenry. I've mentioned often that my musical background is primarily centered on the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club, and they had weekends and weeks, and I'm a bass, so I often got to sing the bass part. However, as in a lot of groups, there was kind of a ranking, a hierarchy, you know, who's further up the food chain. And on some weekends, there were basses who were better than I, better singers. One of my best friends, Abe Gershowitz, was clearly there. Wally Macanow was from the Washington, D.C. Folk Music Club, but he came to some of our New York weekends, and he was often there for the summer weeks. And Wally clearly was a step up and a wonderful singer. This is Wally Macanow and some other men singing I Want to Die Easy. And this is the way a good bass voice should sound.
I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my father when I die. I want to see my father when I die. I want to see my father when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy.
I Want to Die Easy by Wally Mackinow and Friends. The next song is strange from so many angles that it probably should be qualified as a wombat. It's called, I call it the clown singing pinball wizard. It goes back to the story The Who, back in 1969, put out an album called Tommy. It was an opera, and it was about a kid who was deaf, blind, and dumb, and could play the pinball. And it was a popular record. It sold well. You know, to concentrate, you sort of have to let other things turn everything else that's bothering you. So here's this kid who is deaf and blind. And in the lyrics, it says, "He ain't got no distractions, can't hear those buzzers and bells. Don't see lights a-flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays mean pinball." So that's the premise for the rock opera Tommy. And then later, a group of actors and actresses put together a fantastic movie called Tommy in 1975. Well, now, this is current times, last year, there's a performer who is known as Puddles the Clown. And if you haven't seen the Puddles the Clown, I recommend you go to YouTube and Google Puddles the Clown. He is, Puddles is one weird guy. He comes on in a clown outfit. He's in whiteface. The man stands 6'8" tall, and he is just a strange presence. And I read about him. When he's in character, he won't speak. He's mute. So he's an odd guy. But he comes on in the recording on YouTube and sings this song. And what it does, it takes the story of the pinball wizard and puts it to the tune of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues. So you've got a concatenation of The Who's rock opera, the music about a pinball wizard, and the Folsom Prison Blues all thrown together with this really strange performer, Puddles the Cloud. So I'm going to give you his rendition of the Pinball Wizard, which is, as I said before, pretty strange.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, I never seen him fall. The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
stations, don't hear no buzzes and bells, don't see no lights a-flashing. He plays by sense of smell, he always gets a replay, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, he has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord.
That was Puddles the Clown singing Pinball Wizard. One of the stranger things that I've seen and heard in a long time. Well, next up is a woman named Helen Bonchek-Schneier. Helen Schneier. She was a frequent performer on the weekends and weeks that I went to in the New York area, and a wonderful singer. I sing about three of her songs. One of my, call it a compliment if you want, I got once, I sang one of the songs I learned from her, and a guy came up to me and said, did Helen Schneier learn that from you? Because I sang it so exactly the way she sang it. Good, I got it right. This is one of the ones I sing. It's called Wayworn Traveler, and it's a saga. It's a story of a man seeking his way to heaven and going through trials and tribulations to get there. One of them is tempted by music. The songsters in the arbor who stood along the way tried to get him over to sing with them, and he was going on to heaven, so he put his hands over his ears and ran. And so this is Helen Schneier singing this, a big, impressive woman, tremendous stage presence. And two of the accompanying people, Tony Barron and John Roberts, were also performers frequently on weekend. I knew them, so I know three of the people performing on this. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the story and the song. And here is Helen Schneier singing Wayworn Traveler, Palms of Victory.
I saw the wayworn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone. But he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments torn and dusty, his steps were very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was wending home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
The songsters in the arbor that stood along the way attracted his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was bending low, He'd overtop the mountain and reach the vale below. He saw that holy city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
While gazing on that city, across the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions across the raging flood, and joined him in his triumph. Deliverance had come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
I heard that song of triumph upon the other shore, crying, Jesus has redeemed us to suffer nevermore. And casting his eyes backwards on the race that he had run, he shouted aloud, Hosanna, deliverance has come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
That was Palms of Victory by Helen Schneer. I remembered a story I want to share with you. As I said, I sang many of Helen's songs. So on one of the weekends at the campus concert, I sang that song. Helen Schneer was also from the Washington, D.C. area, like Wally Mackinow. And Wally and his friends, who worshipped Helen and recognized her as a great talent, still liked to tease her. And so it turns out that they had a particular thing they would do during when she sang this song. The last verse says, casting his eyes backwards upon the race he's run. Well, I was singing it to a group, and Wally and his friends were there. And when I got to the verse about casting his eyes backwards, they were in the back of the room, behind the people seated, rolled out toy eyeballs across the room, across the stage where I was standing singing the song. It was a little disconcerting, but that was the way they would tease Helen. After the song, Wally came up and apologized and said he didn't mean any disrespect, but that they had always done that kind of thing when Helen sang the song. And I said, no problem, Wally. It was grand. Fortunately, it was the last verse, and it did not break my stride. So there's a story about the wayworn traveler. The next group is the New Christy Minstrels. They were founded in 1961 by Randy Sparks and had a lot of good voices, and they were a large group ensemble, and including Kenny Rogers was in the group for a while, the New Christy Minstrels. They did some wonderful arrangements, just great harmonies and rhythms, and they'd taken an old American folk song and turned it into something really different and wonderful. And this is a good example. They're singing Cotton Fields. When I was a little bitty baby in those cotton fields back home. So you get to hear the song. Here we go with Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't get very much cotton in them old
forgotten fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home. I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home.
And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton. In their own cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana. In their own cotton fields back home.
Well, it might sound a little bit funny, but you don't make very much money.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in the
Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. Where I live in Bristol, I can't get the radio station inside the house. I can get it in the car, oddly enough. But so I put my smartphone and ask it to play WEHC, and it does. And so that's how I can check in to see what's going on my radio show, make sure it's playing and that sort of thing. And I listen a lot. I feel a little narcissistic about it, but hey, I love these songs. I really do. So we're ready to move on to the next song. The next song is Moon River by Andy Williams. It's just a gentle, wonderful thing, a big hit at the time. I think it went to number one, and I like it a lot. So here's Moon River, a soothing song.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River. and me. You heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. That same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River.
Moon River by Andy Williams. I should have mentioned earlier, that song was from Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn, and it was the theme song of the movie, and was received the Academy Award as the best movie song of the year. And then Andy Williams brought it out, and it became very popular as a single. The next song is also odd enough that I could almost classify it as a wombat. Nina Simone is a wonderful singer, and often does arrangements that take a familiar piece and turn it into something quite different. In this case, it's jazz, I think. The song is Sinner Man, and Sinner Man is a group song. I've sung it many times. Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? But you don't even know what's coming up on this thing for a while. There's a long intro, and it sort of sets a strange, discordant kind of mood, and into it comes Nina Simone's voice. And she does quite something with it. So this is Sinner Man. And the group with her is Felix da Hauskatt. He's doing the arrangement and the instrumental stuff. And it's Nina Simone's voice. That was Sinner Man by Nina Simone. The next song is I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline was one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century, I read in the notes. And this was her first big country hit, also her first crossover hit into the pops thing. However, it turns out that reading in the notes, it was quite a controversial recording session. And Patsy didn't want to do it the way the producer wanted her to do it, but ended up doing it his way. And when it became a big hit, she realized she'd found her identity as a singer in many ways. But the other part that was interesting to me was reading about the people who did the rhythm part and the session. Oh, she also didn't like singing with the Jordanaires. She was afraid they'd drown her out. But they did a wonderful job. She later became good friends with them and used them a lot. So they're the background group. But these are the people doing the producing. Here is the composer, Harlan Howard, telling the story. On the night of the session, we absolutely did not want to do the standard 4-4 shuffle that had by then been done to death. We were trying all kinds of other basic rhythm combinations, but they all just laid there and bled all over the floor. So it had to be this shuffle then, like it or not. But the amazing thing was, once Patsy got into the groove, she just caressed those lyrics and that melody so tenderly that it was just like satin. We knew we had magic in the can when on the fourth take, every grown man in the studio was bawling like a baby. And Bradley said, "That's the one." So that was the reaction to the recording session for this song, I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline. To Pieces by Patsy Cline. By the way, Patsy Cline was born in Winchester, Virginia, and died in Camden, Tennessee at the age of 31 in a plane wreck with two other country musicians. A short but powerful career. The next song is The Lady Came from Baltimore by Johnny Cash. A week or so ago, I played The Lady Came from Baltimore by Joan Baez, which has a very different feel to it. The girl's side of the story, I guess. But Johnny Cash somehow adds an earthiness to it, and you can almost feel the thief and scoundrel who's stolen, falls in love with the woman he's meant to rob. And I think it's a great song. It catches some essence that is important to me. The Lady Came from Baltimore by Johnny Cash.
The lady came from Baltimore, and all she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and I married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all that that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none.
The last song, that was Johnny Cash singing The Lady Came from Baltimore. The last song is Sober by Little Big Town. I was going to give a little talk about drinking and the danger of it and this sort of thing, but it's just a beautiful song. I love the rhythm. I love the music. I don't always agree with the words of a song. Here is Sober by Little Big Town.
Drinking
Sober by Little Big Town. I have just enough time to put in a little bit of the next song, I Am the Fox. And I want to do that because it's kind of a strange mood. And I'll try in the end the show influenced by the mood that I get from that song. So this is I Am the Fox.
I am the fox, I am the artist, I am the magic man who makes things grow. You give me 10, I give you 20. You give me water, I give you Merlot. From red to black, Ursa to Taurus, Flinty Michigan to Mexico. Don't ask me how, that's not your business. Don't make me tell you things you should not know.
You've got your... That was I Am the Fox. And I am Harry Baya. And I give you songs. If you give me an hour of your time, I will reach inside and pluck some strings if I can. Maybe not every song, but beware, some of them will reach you. So beware, wombats await. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and we bring you mystery each week. The mystery of music, the mystery of song, the mystery of artists reaching out, trying to grab your soul, and sometimes succeeding. But now it's time to say goodbye, and as I do each week, to ask you to join me. So, please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.